traveling through.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Rural Survival Show here on RBN, and happy Halloween to everyone. We are taking callers this hour, so you're welcome to call in. All right, gentlemen, where we hold that thought, we actually have a caller on the line already. We have Jim. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Rick was talking about garlic, onions. Yeah, I mean, for this corona thing, or any cold or flu, just eat as much onions and garlic as you can. You know, I'd like to...
That will help you, Jim, with your social distancing.
Well, no one will be around you, but that, you know, garlic has a natural antibiotic in it.
Right.
And if you just pound the garlic, if you get this coronavirus, don't panic. Just get tons of vitamin C, garlic, and onions, and you should be okay. No one will want to come within 20 feet of you, but
right? No, you won't even be able to get questioned by the Internal Revenue Service. They won't even audit you. They just take one look at you and go, we're going to mark you as uncollectible. Thank you.
That's funny. But, you know, I like to make a pea soup or a red lentil soup. It's
right.
Cheap. It's about
$1.20
a pound of the dried beans, a piece. And, you know, it's very cheap. You make a big pot, and it's healthy. And then I just pile garlic, onions. I like green and red peppers. And then when you're done, you can freeze them. You can put them, I put them in those plastic wonton soup containers.
Yep, I do the same thing.
And they freeze for months. And very healthy.
What we do is lay them flat on a cookie sheet and put them in the freezer, and then they come out like real thin, and you can really get them. You know, if you just drop them in there, they take on some rather unfortunate shapes, and they can take up a lot of room in your freezer. But if you put a cookie sheet in there, lay them all flat and freeze them flat, that really is. Plus, it thaws out a lot faster when your soup is maybe only 3/4 of an inch thick in a gallon bag. You lay it on the counter, and in a couple hours, it's ready to go.
It's a good idea. You know, you mentioned radishes. I should try radishes, too. That would be a good addition. They're very healthy, too.
It has been speculated that COVID-19 has killed the flu because people are... they're conducting themselves in the way that they are. That is to say, they're taking C, D, and zinc to keep the COVID-19 off, but and wearing masks and social distancing. What they're also doing is that has a very deleterious effect on the seasonal flu. So I just thought I would bring that up.
Yes. Well, it's very true, very possible. I'll make one more point. Everyone's all, riled up about the election.
I know.
And I would tell you and your audience to relax. I think the winner's already picked. If you remember 2008 and 2012, when Ron Paul ran, In the caucuses, he won with as much as 70%. But with the electronic voting primaries, he only got 10 to 15%. So that anomaly tells me that these elections can be rigged.
Right.
How could you explain as much as 50% difference in the voting in the primaries? And you can look it up, 2008, 2012. How can that be explained? Except,
well, I can tell you this: if you try, and if you succeed, you will commit suicide.
It's very so. I really, and you know, I know it's going to burst some people's hope, but I really believe these elections can be fixed and are fixed.
Well, and I think it is entirely possible. I thought that I had to smile at the Archbishop's letter to Trump, because a man of that level of intelligence must surely wonder somewhere deep down whether or not the Trumpster is part of the deep state or not. And I was thinking he was kind of giving him a little pat on the head there, kind of saying, gee, I hope you're not. I hope you can be our hero and not just another wolf in sheep's clothing.
I think he is part of the system. If he wasn't, he would have been assassinated a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And I think the deep state, they're using Trump, and they're using him to, you know, get middle America, put him to sleep. So all these changes that are coming with the vaccines, people will be more likely to go along with it, whereas they wouldn't under Hillary. So that's just my opinion. And I think no matter who's elected, these changes, they're either going to continue at a 40% rate or at a 70% rate. But these changes, the president has no say in them. They go forward no matter who's the president. What do you think?
I think that is possible, and Tim, I know you want to opine. I think that is entirely possible, which I would argue is the reason for this show, and the reason, you know, I'm just a civilian. I keep showing up. You know what they say, look out for volunteers. I keep showing up on the off chance that I can help somebody. And yes, I think in large part, I think there's an agenda that's playing out either high speed or low speed. It never seems to really change direction, but it doesn't mean that the children of light aren't still on the table as the spoils for the victor. And because of that, I have a difficult time backing off. So I would probably try to entice everybody not to necessarily drop your sword and go home for lunch. I guess you better keep doing what you're doing and hope that somehow, some way, something cool happens.
Yes. But, I'll predict that Trump wins.
Interesting.
I think
you know what I want you to do, though? This is what I'm interested in. I know a lot of people are predicting that. I want you to tell me, and we'll talk about it next week, because we have to talk about Bitcoin in a minute here, but I want you to tell me how many electoral votes you think he's going to get.
Oh, I would guess a little more than last time. I think these riots actually helped Trump.
Yeah, and, I think they do.
I think Trump will win, and I've always suspected that he was selected, and that my theory is to put people to sleep, and get middle America to sleep so they can enact these changes slowly.
Well,
nice
they always
and slow.
Wanted to sleep, and now they can't. Tim, what was your thought on the matter?
Well, on the electoral vote thing, I think Trump is, my guess, this is a guess, I think Trump's going to push 280 on the electoral votes. Now, that's if things are counted fairly. We'll just have to see. I do believe Trump is going to win it. But, I whether or not he wins it may become irrelevant. We've got to go through the counting of the electoral votes. We've got to go through the House saying that, yeah, this is right. I think there's going to be a lot of shenanigans pulled. And I also think it's going to be a couple weeks before a winner is actually determined. So, but regardless, if Trump wins, I think the Democrats, the socialists, the Muslims are going to do exactly what they said they're going to do, which is burn it all down. And I think this is has the potential to go south, especially if the transportation industry is completely affected, like I think it will be. You know, trucks quit moving. I think this is going to be quite interesting.
Burn it all down. That's what Black Lives Matter said. They said if they didn't get what they wanted, they were going to burn it all down. So that'll be it.
Right.
Well, yeah. Yeah, okay. Well, Jim, I appreciate the call. Stick around, listen up here in a few minutes. We're going to go over some Bitcoin and stuff because I think we have to.
Okay, well, thank you, guys. And I have to leave, but have a wonderful weekend, and I really enjoy your show. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thanks,
William.
Thank you, Jim. All right,
well,
call-in number is 512-248-8252. I say again, 512-248-8252. Go ahead with your thoughts, Rick.
Well, this is the thing. There is a fellow out there that I have come across recently. His name is Raoul Paul, R-A-O-U-L, Raoul Paul. He is with Real Vision Economics. He is just about everything that I am not when it comes to articulation. I feel terrible for you people that you only I am such a poor explainer of the architecture of things as they are. But if you look him up, I want you to look him up if you would. He has a video on YouTube called The Bitcoin Life Raft, and it is a fascinating look into, He has a way of summing stuff up that, you know, I spend 5 minutes trying to mansplain, and he can, in two sentences, say what I really wanted to say, and he just has a way of putting things very quickly and clearly. The Raoul Paul, P-A-L, The Bitcoin Life Raft, is about 25 minutes long, but he explains kind of how Bitcoin came into existence as the result of the 2008 financial abuse debacle collapse. The collapse of 2000 essentially happened because at that point you had a large number of baby boomers who up to that point had been buying stocks and bonds, suddenly started selling, and they started retiring. And what we saw there is that the mindless accumulation of paper assets fueled a lot of things. One of them, of course, was the ability to fleece middle class by offering phony BS like ETFs and, you know, just things that had no value, where you send your money in month after month and you keep buying it. He will explain. He explains in very, very intelligent detail why Bitcoin is very similar to gold and silver. He calls it a very, very hard asset. Also, why it is nothing like the new federal digital currency. It's nothing like it at all. That they have no similarity whatsoever. Why major institutions are piling into Bitcoin right now? Because they can smell the collapse coming. They know that even people like Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase, who didn't like Bitcoin at 100, didn't like Bitcoin at 1,000, now thinks it's the best thing since sliced bread at 13,000. Okay, why is that? Well, because he knows he has absolutely no choice now. They have destroyed, they have poisoned the well. They can no longer drink from it. They have to get the hell out, and that is where they're going. You have major hedge funds. Michael Saylor of MicroStrategies, which is and I mentioned this a while back, which is I did not know it was an S&P 500 company, has put one-third of all of his money into Bitcoin. And I tell you, I told you last week, I don't really understand blockchain technology. But what I do understand is that very smart people, and I know a couple of them, feel that it is as perfectly safe or just as safe or safer than precious metals because, you know, you don't have to go dig a hole and put your Bitcoin in it somewhere. It has other inherent issues. But you have investment firms, hedge funds, starting to pile into it because they can no longer, used to be that they would, depending on the economic conditions and the prevailing political situation, they would shift money back and forth between stocks and bonds. When stock market was under pressure, they'd push it over to bonds. When bonds were under pressure, they'd push it back into the stock market. They have come to the conclusion that they're just running from burning building to burning building. That it's just like one bad choice after another, and they can't figure out anymore how to dodge how to ignore the 800-pound gorilla in the room, and they're buying Bitcoin, and it's because they have so destroyed the financial system that they have absolutely no choices anymore. They have got to get out. I will tell you that it is my burning desire by the end of the year to own two coins. I am trying to pony together the money to buy them. Back when we first started talking about this, I was on vacation about 5-6 years ago. I was talking to you from a Walmart parking lot. Bitcoin, I don't even know, what was it, 300, 700 bucks, something like that. Now it's 13 grand.
Yeah.
It's had its ups and downs since then. I know one fella, nice fella, Ty from Texas, was nice enough to call in and say that the discussion here on the show changed his life. And if he bought a bunch of Bitcoin at that point and hung on to it and didn't sell when the Fed started trying to control it, which they are, then he probably has a lot of money now.
Okay, Rick, we have a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. 512-248-8255.
Friends are gonna be there. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
We are taking callers. Our caller number is 1-512-248-8252. Again, 512-248-8252. Okay, gentlemen, what's next on our list?
Well, I wanted to kind of finish up the Bitcoin theory here. Demographics indicate that when it comes to trying to secure your future, your savings, your investments, that older people, boomers, would prefer physical metal, whereas the younger population, the more tech-savvy, prefer Bitcoin cryptos. They of course, have been raised in a way that they're more comfortable with tech, and so, you know, they lean that way. But the people in industry, in the financial industry, they understand both, and they have absolutely no problems embracing cryptocurrency as long as it's handled in an intelligent way. I will admit that the coin that I have is still in one of the dealers' hot wallets, and it's not. I have not downloaded it to a Trezor, which is a cold wallet. It's a drive. It's a flash drive that you keep your cryptos out of. They're no longer on the internet. They're in your possession. However, that does make you responsible, of course, for not losing your Trezor, because if you do, that pretty much does it. So, but there are ways. Well, I mean, you know, it's the same thing. I mean, you got a pile of money under your mattress. If somebody breaks in, raises up your mattress, and makes off with that pile of money, it's gone. So, it's very much the same way. What we have here too, of course, is the unraveling of the pension Ponzi. Back when, and I think I mentioned this last week, back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, people would try to pin together a retirement. They were saving as much as, say, 20% of their savings in order to retire, but Wall Street got smart and decided they wanted a piece of it, and so they came up with retirement funds, retirement plans, and the idea there was you don't have to go 20%. You can get by for a lot less. You'll make all kinds of interest, and you'll get to retire, and you won't have to. You'll get to, you know, in the meantime, you get to live, you know, live like a king. You won't have to, you know, be putting all your money aside. Well, you know, that didn't really work out, because what really wound up happening was that, and people didn't pay any attention, they kind of slept through it all, was that these people figured out how to apply fees to all of your hard-earned savings so that a good percentage of what you were sticking in there, they were getting, not you. So it turns out essentially to be, really it turns out to be a pension Ponzi scheme. The first in, they came out okay, but the people who got into these pension fund Ponzi scheme later, well, they're not going to do well at all, and they call it
right
the Ponzi scheme time bomb, the pension time bomb. And if you would, and I know a lot of people don't like having their attention directed to a YouTube, but in this particular case, I think it would be a very good idea if you would watch the Bitcoin Life Raft. What Raoul Powell says is that this retirement has created a problem, and everybody is about to retire because of the virus. So we'll talk about that in a minute.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes, 512-248-8252. Walking with the dead man over my shoulder.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Okay, guys, what's up next?
Nice work, Karen. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, let me just finish the crypto thing here as quickly and succinctly as I can. I've been telling you folks to get outside of the system, outside of control of the government, which, in my opinion, I don't know how, from my point of view, to separate them from the deep state. I think there probably are white hats inside the system, and I think also some very bad people. There was a fascinating study done by, I think it was Cambridge University, where they interviewed, I think it was 5.2 million millennials. And I saw a little bit of it, but I thought it was interesting because for some reason, they centered their work around Boston, London, and I think it was L.A., which, I mean, come on. You're looking for an intelligent cross-section of humanity, and that's where you look? Anyway, what I saw about a half a dozen interviews live, what I thought was very interesting was, and maybe they selected these to show as a video, but in general, millennials are not at all happy with democracy. They don't think it's working for them, which, of course, it's not. And but what every one of them on the interview said in a fairly intelligent way was that they thought that democracy was being abused by the people at the top. Well, as you saw from the letter from the Archbishop, he is suggesting that the deep state, the evil, the children of darkness, deep state types get into positions of power, and so what these kids are feeling is that they're being abused, but they're not being abused by the republic, by a democratic republic. They're being abused by the children of darkness who found their way into positions of being, find their way. They clawed their way to positions of power. And that's what they feel is the systematic abuse of the system. They don't know. I remember when I was part of the Vietnam draft. I remember just hating the U.S. government. What I came to learn since then was that in fact I really wasn't drafted by the U.S. government. It was certain elements inside the government. There was nothing wrong with our republic. It was the way that the system was being used by bad people to abuse everyday people. This is what the millennials feel. So while up until now, the baby boomers have been driving all the macroeconomics, now they're getting outside of the system, and we're seeing a beginning of a whole other era. And what I'm suggesting to you here at this point is, if you do not become part of the new era, you will simply be left by the curbside. I don't want to give you financial advice, but I'm telling you that you need to get outside the system one way or the other. But I do think, and it has been opined by many very bright people, that Bitcoin will eat up all of the stock market assets, chew them up, spit them out, leave them behind. They will become worthless and useless. And that it will equal gold, at least equal gold, if not surpass it, in terms of utility. You know, gold is great. I'm all for hard metals. The problem is that it doesn't provide you with any way to transact business. And, you know, therein lies the problem with it. You're going to find, as more major institutions weigh into Bitcoin, buy Bitcoin, and the smaller players start getting in, you're going to find two things. First of all, Bitcoin, because it's got a finite supply, is going to go screaming upwards in value. The other thing is, from the retail perspective, there could wind up a Bitcoin shortage for you. Even if you could, you know, and somebody asked me the other day, well, 13,000, how the hell can anybody afford to buy a Bitcoin? No, it doesn't work like that. You know, if you put $100 in there, it will tell you this point whatever it is, 0.00017 Bitcoin. You just bought that many. So, and the other thing I want you to tell you is this. The federal digital currency, the Fed coin that's coming out, which they would love for you to think it's something like Bitcoin, is nothing like Bitcoin at all. Nothing like Bitcoin. It is, every coin they produce has a serial number, which they will track in any transaction. So they will know what your Bitcoin, how you spent it, what you did, when you did it. But more than that, some of these coins all have different categories. Some of these coins are slated to be used for green energy. Some of and loaned out through a bank. So for green energy, for socially responsible human beings, for politically correct mortgages, whatever they deem politically correct mortgage would be. So if you borrowed from the bank, if you fit their criteria, you get to borrow those Fed coins. If you don't, and remember I told you when this whole BS started, that you would get a social credit score? This is exactly what this is going to be. These coins aren't just serial numbered. They're categorized so that they can be used for certain things. And if you don't, if you're not a good boy, if you're not a good girl, you won't get to use those coins for whatever it is. You'll simply be locked out of the system. They will basically, what should I say, eviscerate, exterminate, disappear you digitally. And you should have known this was coming, because any outfit like the deep state that will plant a fake virus and start stomping all over the food supply in the middle of a solar minimum, you know, in order to give maximum effect to their crime. If you think for 1 minute a group that would do that won't give you a social score, you're wrong. You're going to get your social score whether you like it or not. And I can guarantee before it's over, this will somehow be linked to your agreeing to get their new vaccine. Mr. Spencer, Mrs. Spencer, what are you thinking here?
To start with, I completely agree with you. I disagree with the word vaccination. It's an RNA therapy,
right?
Which actually changes your DNA. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out ways that I can avoid this system. You know, I understand completely cash, you know, as we know it now, will no longer be any good.
Right.
You know, I'm trying to figure out a way around it. Now, here where I live, we've been bartering ever since we got here. You know, I trade things for raw milk. You know, we traded chicks and eggs forever. We're getting back into that.
Good idea.
That's the kind of stuff I'm looking at.
Well, to that end, there was a fascinating video out about the future of meat butchering, the butcher, the meat market, where they've been putting such heavy controls on the industries that process beef and that sort of thing, that the local butchers, the small butcher shops, their business has increased exponentially because people are going local. I talked yesterday, the day before, with my son-in-law Jay, because he has his own crypto called Tangia, which he keeps on a Trezor. But I was talking to him about using it as a local currency, like they have done in the past. There are places right now that use local currencies, like up in the Northwest, and I think, what is it, North Dakota, Minnesota. Somebody up there has local currency as well. And so I was thinking, to facilitate barter, what's wrong with the local crypto? You know, why can't you do that?
Nothing at all.
And, you know, no, it'd be perfect, really. You walk into a place, you don't have to worry about making change. You know, you don't have to, you know, you don't necessarily have to carry all the eggs on your back. You know, you could have a local crypto. And, you know, maybe it's geographically pegged, but, you know, you could use it anywhere in your state or something like that. So, you know, that would be, and, you know, you could feed it like a debit card. You could feed it as you saw fit. You could recharge it as you saw fit. You know, that's a possibility as a as a form of barter?
Well, I'll tell you, as far as local butchers go, I know here I'm buying a steer here in the next week or so. And we're looking at next September before being butchered. That's how far, you know, how far out the shops go. Now, my friend Denver and I, we have the capability of butchering our own. You know, it's much harder than going to a local butcher, but we have the capability of doing our own if we have to.
Well, you know, the thing is, you say, well, you know, so you have beans because you're not sure where the protein is coming from, and that's all fine. But I can tell you that you have people not so far from you, wherever you are, that are raising, you know, protein sources that because of this fake virus will be forced to turn to locals. They'll be forced to turn to the locals for their income. And you know what? You should embrace. Wouldn't I was talking to my wife about this the other day. Wouldn't it be great to be able to do regular business with, say, members of your church, where you know, when you do business with them, you're supporting their family. You know, it would be nice. You could have a small conversation while you're making your purchase with people you know, like it was 100 years ago. I would look forward to a thing like that. I would really enjoy that.
Hey, guys.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Guys, before time is up, we have Tom in Utah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good.
I knew when I put up meat, this would happen.
Good morning,
Tom. by the way, you know the most important currency you can have or provide is yourself. Whatever you can produce or provide is the only real currency that exists in all of the universe.
Well, yeah, the skills you have, Tom.
I agree, and I think we are priceless.
See, the electronic currency can go out with the power. If there's no electricity.
I was wondering about that, Tom. You know, if we have an EMP attack, how do you access all this Bitcoin?
You know. Well, you don't. You don't. You'd have to wait till the other side. You'd have to wait till it came back up.
Right. And
if they provide the power, they can turn it off anytime they want. And you're helpless. So the only currency that's really valuable and assured is yourself, your labor, your goodness, whatever you can provide or produce.
Right.
That can't be turned off.
That's true.
Well,
so when you're talking about interacting with your church members, that's the best banking system you can ever have.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
The loyalty, there's nothing like the loyalty that comes from the currency of being around God-fearing, decent people. That's heaven on earth, if you ask me.
See, that's where the Amish have it way over us. There.
And possibly the Mennonites as well.
Mennonites, yes. So we need to become good neighbors. And maybe the promises of Matthew, the Beatitudes. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. So we have to be merciful. That means we've got to interact with our neighbors and our community with kindness and without greed or without subversive or what do you call it, nefarious mentality.
Selfishness is the word you're looking for. They say all sin truly is a form of selfishness.
So what's going to really be important is how we interact with our neighbors.
Yeah, it is. It is, and it's all your choice. The Latin phrase for sin is homo incurvatum, which means man turned inwards on himself. You know, but once again, you know, if this is everybody gets a choice, and as you remember from the letter from Archbishop Vigano to the president, he said, unless these people repent and turn from their ways. So, you know, if you're one of those people on the fence, remember this. It is said that he who does not gather with me scatters. You don't get to be on the fence. There's no gray zone. There's no 50 shades of gray at all. You're either gathering or you're scattering. If you're scattering, I highly suggest you repent quickly and eschew your evil ways.
And I have a sense that these young people that are rioting are desperate. They find that they're not secure in society. So the way they can, compensate for that, the lack of security, is to act out.
Well, I think that is very possibly true, and it dovetails very well into that study about young people not being happy with, they said democracy, but I really just think it's the system as it is. It's an unfair system. It's a manifestation of the Cantillon event, the Cantillon effect, which we can talk about next week, but it's why they're so damned unhappy.
And included in one of the most important currencies you have is your own good health. I know a lot of us have disabilities, but we've got to do everything we can to stay healthy, even with the disabilities, so we don't become a burden, but we can also produce or contribute. Anyway, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I feel pretty good about your opinion. I think you better. Yeah, you want to be able to produce. You want to be able to provide value and something for the folks around you. And you may think that how you feel about yourself is of no consequence. And there is some truth to that. But at the same time, if you can't produce or provide, then you know, you're not going to feel good about that. You know, you're not going to sleep well.
Well, even if you can't produce something physically, you can be socially supportive of each other.
We have nuns here in St. Louis whose job it is to do nothing but pray for people who have no one to pray for them. That may turn out to be a crop that yields a hundredfold.
Yeah, see, that's what's been denied the elderly in the rest homes. They don't get that serving of love, and they can't give a serving of love. So you know that this whole program is the design of evil, heartless people. Christ told us we need to live together in love. That means you got to be with each other. You got to be able to put the spoonful of food into the elderly person in the rest home. That means
yep.
You got to be there.
And when you're not around them, nobody can keep you from praying for them. Remember that those prayers, they get heard.
And see, think about this. God is the supreme biologist. He knows that these organisms, these alleged pathogens, do not fly through the air. They don't exist on the surface. So he tells the elders, he tells the saints to gather, to even lay hands upon the head of the sick. So I just say, is either God ignorant or is he malicious when he asks you to attend to the sick, to attend to the elderly, the infirmed? Does he want you to get infected? No. And thankfully, in my experience professionally, I know that God is right on target, and he does not put you in a position of risk when he asks you to go to pray for, lay hands upon, and bless the ill, or attend to their needs. example after example.
Sure. Wherever two or more are gathered in my name, there I am. I can tell you, you know, being Catholic, that I have never had drank from the communion cup on a Sunday and been sick on a Tuesday, not ever in my life, because I just don't think, if you're thinking, oh, you put your mouth on that thing, you're going to die. No, it has never happened, not once. So, yes, I do get grandkids that come over that have a runny nose, and I get that. And I'm going to get that every single time because they won't lay off me. But
yeah,
they're going to do it. You know they are. They're going to somehow find a way to get their hand in your mouth. Anyway.
Well, my wife had an experience the other day. She's a teacher in the school with handicapped kids, right? And it's really terrible that they have to be masked and separated from each other. So there was a discussion among the teachers. Well, there's this family that they quarantined themselves very carefully, but then they had a family gathering and they all got ill. And my wife came up with, of course, the understanding coming from her husband. She said, well, is it the fact that they gathered around the table together, or is it the fact that the fomite on the table was their source of sickness? And they looked at her like she was crazy. She says, well, no, it's from the personal contact. And my wife says, what about the dead creature on the table that they all partook of at the same time? And of course, not all of them are going to, you know, become clinically ill, but she said the most vulnerable members of that family consuming from that same 20 pounds of flesh in the middle of the table for Thanksgiving, they're the ones that are going to be clinically ill, and they're going to say, oh, it's because they loved each other. And my wife said, that's a load of crap. God is not that cruel. Anyway, again, that's my opinion.
Well, sure. Well, you know, and you
40
know,
years of opinion.
you may be right. Yeah, you may be right. We have Thanksgiving right around the corner. And, you know, just in case,
that's why I beg you, please use the protocol when you're handling those animals.
Tomorrow's the big day, and I will. I'll mask up. Trust me, I'm the only person I know with a couple boxes of N95 masks. I am ready to go. I've got vinyl gloves and the whole nine yards. I may even get a nurse scalpel. I might YouTube this. Yes.
Well, just remember, of all the members of the animal kingdom, we are the most sanitary. We take a bath. We take clean ourselves at the toilet. We wash our hands. The rest of that kingdom, they don't.
Right.
So what is the source of disease? It's not man.
Whoops.
Anyway, you guys have a good day.
You too. Yeah. Happy Halloween, Tom.
And check in with the Lord when you got a question.
No problem whatsoever.
Good advice there. Okay, folks, that's it for today. Hope everybody has a great rest of the weekend. Be careful for what's coming up this week. It may be nothing. It may be tremendously bad. We just don't know. So keep your head on the swivel. Maintain your situation awareness, especially in larger cities. We'll be back, same time, same channel, next week. That's it for today, folks. Bye-bye.
For $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.